I'm sorry.
Oh, God damn it.
Sorry, say it again. I'm Felicia Minor, and I fucked it up one more time.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be a great night.
In her original intro, she did in fact say she could not get it right. And there we go. Look at that.
Oh, hold on. Wow.
And we're just... you good? You got it? You okay?
Oh, my God. Okay. I promise. I'm done touching buttons. I still have to press some buttons, but I won't be pressing ones with volume. If that makes anybody any better about tonight.
You try this again. Just do a do-over.
I quit.
My God. So, yeah, what you missed was I am still your mysterious VMI classic. I'm Freddie Prinze Charming, and our guest this evening is Mr. Southwest U.S. of AMI, Ben Havoc.
Yay. Hello.
We need the applause sound effects.
You're not here, so why would I do that?
I don't know. We are Arizona's longest running drag live stream, and it's more than just the gossip. It's the issues that matter most to you. Share this episode. We are streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch.
Go ahead. Oh, my turn? We are brought to you by Wigs of a Kind and the Burly Barber.
And neither of us are wearing Marissa wigs this evening.
No, we're not. Sorry, Marissa. Along with the support of our Patreon supporters, Allison, Bess, Brandon, Casey Stark, Carrie, Corey, Joan, Leanne, and Patricia Mason. Support us today at patreon.com, or if you wanted to go in the tip jar, you can just go ahead and tip in the tip jar at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. And see if I can not fuck this up. I did it. I'm so good. Yeah, I did it.
We've got a lag on Facebook.
It doesn't matter. Just keep going. Just keep
okay, going. I know. I'm just saying we have a hell of a lag. what did you do this weekend, Felicia?
Well, nothing.
Right.
But I did watch a couple of tutorials on how not to fuck this up, and I still fucked it up. But I promise I'll get better. I'll try.
It's fine.
But I did feel bad that we couldn't be at Drag for Paws 2.0 this weekend. So I started a fundraiser. Well, first I finished the fundraiser. We didn't go all the way to 500. We raised 410 for Joshua.
That's still pretty damn good. So
yes, and they should get it in 75 days. That's what I've been telling people, that if you are with the organization that we are raising money for, and there's no word or whatever, just go ahead. It'll be 75 days. That's what Facebook says. It takes 75 days. I can't rush.
That's still better than nothing, and, you know, so.
So now I am raising money for the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. Somebody asked me why I wasn't doing it for any other part of Arizona, and I just thought I would follow the fundraiser that was originally planned, and that wasn't my thought behind it. So my thought was to support the cause that we were already behind.
Right.
And the person that messaged me, I said, you're more than welcome to start the fundraiser.
I mean, seriously, you know, be the change. I haven't done jack shit. I haven't done a goddamn thing.
You're crazy busy. Wow.
Yeah, I've been home because that's what I'm supposed to do, and that's about it.
What about Ben?
Yeah.
We had our own little Easter at the house, and we went like Easter egg hunting for the first time in like a decade. It was really cute. Hannah put together a bunch of little Easter eggs and hid them all over the house and filmed me searching around in weird spots because I'm an idiot and don't know where eggs normally hide. But we made like a super bomb dinner that night. We had like, it was cheese stuffed chicken, but it was bacon wrapped. It was super bomb. Oh, sorry, nice. I didn't care.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. And then, you know, the Maher fam, they came and dropped off Easter baskets and we kept our respectable distances and it was really
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww. That's nice.
Isn't it? I find it kind of funny how you have to like still be kind of distant from people that you're so close to. Does that make sense?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You're like trying not to be like disrespectful, but you're like, oh God, I can't be too close to
you. Like, just leave it on the front stoop and I'm going to wave at you through the window.
That's the part that like, I did forget that we had the glam baby over. It was her first Easter.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And she probably has no clue what any of this is because she's not even a year old yet. But
no, she don't know.
She doesn't know. She's like, what? She loved the toys. That's all I can tell you. And
that's I think until you're adult, that's pretty much all that anybody gives a shit about. Like honestly,
all I wanted was the chocolate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Since we are home all the time. All the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody else starting to feel the effects of being at home literally all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially.
Oh, this is true. Josh did remind me that we did have a lovely chat the other night. So I did probably almost an hour. Anytime Josh ends up calling me, and I know, Josh actually calls me, and I actually pick up the fucking phone, which, for people that don't know me, that is absolutely unheard of. I do not pick up the phone.
He doesn't.
Do not pick up the phone. We always have a lovely chat. Oh, I did do a virtual happy hour yesterday. That was fun.
It's not the same to me. Virtual happy hours are not the, you know me, I like to.
It's not the same, but it at least it's some sort of interaction, mm-hmm. and for me, I get no other interaction,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, so, stuff like, that's still, yeah.
I love my family, I'm starting to get a little itchy,
be like, Yeah, but, you know, with everybody staying at home, there's a lot of folks, this leads right into my tip, there's a lot of folks that are now working from home that either have never worked from home before, or maybe they only work from home intermittently, and now they're working from home full time, and I'm seeing a lot of folks kind of stressing out about it. My nose itches like a motherfucker. Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna have to, sorry. Oh my God. Uh-huh. Sorry. Okay.
We'll have to talk about that type of orgasm later.
It fucking itches. I have fucking face paint in it and it's tickling my nose hairs. Listen. So for folks like me, working from home isn't new. Like I have a pretty set routine. You know, I know what works. I know what doesn't. For me, it's like, whatever, it's business as usual, and I just keep doing what I'm doing. But for people that have never really worked from home before, I know a lot of folks are struggling with kind of the balancing of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not the same as being in an office. Whether you're in an office, whether you work in a store before, whether, you know, even a call center, it's very, very different working from home if you're not used to it. And it can be very daunting. It can be kind of intimidating. And, you know, it can be hard to get motivated and stay motivated. You know, you're home. So you have access to all the stuff that you would have at home. You have your TV, you have snacks, you have whatever. You know, you can be comfortable with your PJs. It's very sedentary. You're sitting all the fucking time because you don't have a choice. You know, I mean, you can't even really get up and walk to like the cafeteria. You know, it's like you're gonna walk to the kitchen. That's about it. And one thing that I this is something I still have an issue with is, you know, a lot of times if you're working from home, you'll get busy and then you'll do things like forget to eat.
Mm-hmm. I did that today.
You know, you're not even thinking about it. When you're in an office, it's sort of like, you know, you have a sort of a regular lunch, you know, and you have your routine set down there. But as soon as you get home, you know, when you're working from home, it throws your routine off completely. So I'm going to give you guys a few tips on how to kind of stay sane while you're working from home, especially if you're new to it. So, you know, for the folks that are an old hat at staying, you know, working from home, if you have tips that work and, you know, things that work great for you, fan-fucking-tastic. These are just some ideas for folks that are kind of new to the idea, new to the whole working from home thing. So one of the big ones is get up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if you have to set a reminder on your phone every couple hours or so to get up, walk around, go check the mail, you know, step onto your balcony, whatever it is, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Hannah, I wasn't picking my nose. I was itching my nose. There is a big difference. Just saying.
We don't judge.
I had a Q-tip. I would have used a Q-tip. But, you know, and you don't have to, like, go for a walk around the block. You don't have to do anything like that. It's just standing up. You know, if you have a patio, go and just step outside and breathe for just 5 minutes and then come back in. No one's going to notice. They're not going to be like, ooh, you left your desk for 5 minutes. Like, just, it's fine. Like, you know, and seriously, like, if it's something that you need to do, set a reminder on your phone,
mm-hmm.
You know, get up. If you wear a smartwatch, wear it while you're at home. I don't usually wear my smartwatch at home. And when I do, it yells at me constantly. It's like, shouldn't you be standing up? No, bitch, shut up. But if you have a smartwatch, wear it because it'll remind you, hey, you haven't moved around in a minute. Maybe you should do that. You know, so that's one thing. And it's a big thing because it gives your brain a break. It gets you away from the screens for 5 minutes. Eating. Eat, 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 eat. Eat your lunch. Make breakfast. And like I said, I'm terrible at that. Like, I really, really am. I will get busy and then all of a sudden it's like 3 o'clock and I'm like, ah, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do I eat lunch or do I make it a late lunch, early dinner, and then what? So yeah, like it just throws everything off. And I'm terrible at that, even now after working from home for, what, 6 years almost.
I am the total opposite. I am eating all the time.
That's what I was going to say. I have a tendency.
And I'm like, oh, let's go.
I go to the kitchen sometimes and be like, ooh, I forgot we had these snacks in here.
Right?
And that's the other end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum is don't just eat all the things all the time.
I'm going to gain that COVID-19. Like,
right? You know? Freshman 15 ain't got shit on this, man. You know, God. We're going to see an uptick in
Weight Watchers
and you know, all those things. when this is over, it's going to be like, oh, God, you know? Which... yeah, it's going to be interesting. So you have to kind of find that balance between not eating and eating all the time. Eat when you're supposed to. If you have the munchies, if you need to, you know, if you need to have a snack, have a snack. But, you know, if you wouldn't sit at your desk at the office and eat all day,
mm-hmm.
don't do it at home.
Okay.
You know,
oh,
or
that is my problem.
If you,
I do that in the office too.
And if you are a snacker, because Lord knows I'm a fucking snacker, try to make choices as to what you're snacking on. So, you know, have some fresh fruit around. Almonds, things like that, that, you know, maybe aren't,
unsalted.
You know, a six-pack of, like, Hostess cupcakes kind of thing.
Unsalted.
Or, you know, a 50-pack of fruit roll-ups that I promise I did not eat all of.
In one day.
The other guy.
That lives with you?
Wow. Right.
I didn't know.
Another big thing is drink water.
Mm-hmm.
Drink
mm-hmm.
water.
Mm-hmm.
This is... You really, really, really need to drink your water right now. It is really important that everybody stays hydrated because dehydration causes all sorts of other problems. And it's, you don't feel good. You don't fucking feel good. And if you don't feel good and you're dehydrated, you don't want to end up going and, you know, taking up space in an ER because you're dehydrated when you could have just been drinking your water. You know what I mean? It's
that too, because when I first started working from home, I was drinking so much more coffee because my coffee pot was now closer.
Oh,
so
shit.
I could drink most of the pot. And I was like, yeah, this is giving me all kinds of energy. I'm good to go. I can work all day. And then, like, at the end of the week, I just felt like crap.
Right. Because you had, like, no water.
I had, like,
and
no
water.
Water.
Right.
Yeah.
And the water that goes into coffee doesn't fucking count. You actually have to drink water.
You mean it doesn't? Oh, jeez. So
yeah.
I have one thing to add to that. No, the water is not dark, Kim. That I try to, you know how I drink from, oh, I left my tumbler, and this is another one. But you know how I drink out of these tumblers. I haven't drank alcohol since, like, the beginning of March. But I usually do a full one of these, and then I remind myself to eat. But if you drink enough of these, you will leave your workstation because you will have to pee. So,
oh, my God, yes.
And, like, for me, I have my water bottle because I can't stand room temperature water.
Oh,
I fucking hate room temperature water. So I always have my water bottle because it keeps my water cold, which just means I'm going to be more likely to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes room temp, I'm not going to fucking drink it. So that's something to think of, too. Another thing that you need to do, and this is something that I'm trying to be good at, and it's getting a little bit harder as time goes on because I'm just struggling with the whole being fucking alone.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to reach out to your peers and to your friends. No person is an island. And if you're new to working from home, especially if you live alone, you can get really caught up and forget that there are other people out there. And it can leave us feeling even more isolated. And, you know, it sounds weird, but even just, you know, sending a random person in your phone, whether it's, you know, through Facebook message or text or whatever, and be like, hey, just checking in, and then you go back to working. Because that one little thing is something that maybe the other person hasn't had somebody check on them, you know? And it gives you a little bit of outside communication. It gives your brain a second to think about something else other than what's directly in front of you. And working from home can, you know, especially if, you know, depending on how much contact you have with coworkers, and how, you know, the way that contact is. Like, for me, I have almost no contact with coworkers, and I like it that way because my coworkers are stupid. But but when I do have contact with my coworkers, it's very minimal, and it's through like Messenger kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's, you know, I like trying to talk to people that I don't fucking work with because.
So for me, texting is a big thing. If I have your number, I probably have sent you a message. I text Freddie every day. I may not remember to reply, but I text him.
I do the same thing, like, oh, I'll get your text or whatever, and I'll be like, okay, give me a second. 6 hours later, hey, sorry, I'm on my head.
But I say that there's been a lot of, you know, like, you know how, like, when you see people, like, if you were at the bar, you'd, like, say, hey, you know, like, I just been kind of, like, reaching out, making sure that people are, you know, doing okay. But there are a couple people that are on, like, I want to say, like, work in my building, because I don't know everybody on staff in a way that I would text all of them, because if I text 200 people, I may become socially overwhelmed myself. That I know that they live alone. They live alone, and I know that this could be hard for them, because the only social interaction that they're getting is, you know, seeing us at work. Or there's a couple of them that, like, go to Bible study. They can't go to that. So, you know, like, they're just completely cut off from their social, you know, norms. So I try to check in with them. So,
Ben, Anna's mom wants to know if you're drinking water.
There's frozen water in it.
Right.
Actually, this is a butter beer, so it's butterscotch schnapps and cream soda and butterscotch syrup, and it's super delicious.
You know, it's even better if you throw a scoop of ice cream in there.
Ooh.
Just saying.
I think they have ice cream too. What the hell?
I'm telling you, it's good shit. It's good shit.
You're holding on, you babe.
So, another thing that you can do to kind of help with your sort of your headspace and stuff, if you're working from home, is set new boundaries in your home workspace. If you're not able to have, like, a home office in a separate room, which a lot of people don't, I don't have a separate room where I can have our home office. Like, I live in a fucking shoebox. Have a space that you can dedicate to work stuff. And it might just be, a part of a table. It could just be, whatever you can come up with that is just your space while you work. If it's someplace like a dining room table or whatever, that's a communal space. When you're done with work, make sure that, you know, you clear that off. That way work is done, work is put away, and it's back to being a communal living space at the end of the day. Another big thing is stick to your schedule. Clock in and out when you're supposed to. Unless you have to work OT, don't. And put things away. Because I know a lot of people, when they work from home, they have a tendency to just keep working, because they don't have to physically get up and go home.
That was me. So, the first week that we were doing work from home, I was like, oh, this is great. And I would work until like 10 o'clock at night. But then at the same time, you're like, wait a minute. Whoa.
Right.
Like, you're just like gouging all these hours and technically not being paid for the... but then it becomes, at the end of the first week that I was lucky, because I was still recovering from surgery, but still mentally I was exhausted, because I was putting in like 60 hours from bed, not even knowing it. And
right. So unless you're required to work overtime, don't. Mm-hmm. When you're done, be done and walk away from work. And since you kind of can't not take work home with you, you know, and they say leave work at the office when you go home or whatever it is. Find ways to decompress when you're done. That could be a cup of tea on your patio, or maybe a beer. I am not advocating drinking in excess. It is very, very easy in situations like this to slip into habits that are less than healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, oh, I'm drinking from home because I don't have to go anywhere. Be mindful of what habits you're starting to pick up. I don't want anybody to come out of this with, raging alcoholism. Like, I just, if you have like the occasional beer or the occasional cocktail, that's one thing. So just be mindful of what you're doing to unwind, as it were. And, you know, for the addicts and the alcoholics that are, getting through this and not relapsing, bravo. Yeah, you guys are fucking rock stars. You can take a bubble bath. You can take a walk if you're in a good space to be able to take a walk.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you need to be able to take a minute and decompress from the workday, because there's no way to not bring work home with you, because work is home with you, you know? So that's just a couple of, you know, little tricks and things, little tips that I found helped me. Some of them, I fully admit, after doing this for 6 years, I've lapsed on a lot of them, and I need to kind of get back into some better habits. Because, you know, I've been doing this for 6 years, but before I had the option to leave my fucking house. So now that I don't have the option, I need to be better about some of the habits that I need to, you know, be more mindful of. So
I think that one thing that has helped me too is I try to stick as close to the schedule that I not that I really had a schedule, but the schedule, like as if I was leaving the house to go to work. I try to log out immediately at 4, because that's usually if I, especially if I'm not doing something pressing, then I will log out like at 4, and I will make sure to leave the space that I have been working in, and give yourself some like mental. I know that you're at home with your family all the time, if you have a family, or you're always in your space, but find a way to decompress mentally. Also, on the topic of drinking, make sure you're not drinking alcoholic beverages during work.
Because no, God, please don't do that.
That is an uptrend that has been happening. And luckily we're not the state with the highest amount or percentage. I don't remember what state was the highest, but, they showed, on the news the other night that, there's an uptrend of people like drinking. And I think on like one of my, social media channels, I saw somebody was like, oh, another day at the office. And they had like an IPA. And I was like,
right. If you're not going to do it in the office, don't do it while you're home.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, if you can't pop open a beer in your office or at the call center, don't fucking pop open a beer while you're at home.
Yeah.
Because just don't. Trust me. It's not a good look. Don't do it.
Yeah, that's all you need is your boss to catch you on social media, because don't need it. Oh, should we talk about current events?
Yeah, so let's see, what have we got happening? We've had Bernie, we've had Obama, and we've had Warren all endorsing Biden.
Yes.
Which, yeah. I think at this point, this is probably the best way for anybody to go. I believe that from what I'm reading, Biden's actually working very closely with Sanders to try and put a lot of work with a lot of Sanders' policies. I think that if Biden were to win in November, I think that Sanders would probably play a very important role in his cabinet.
Hmm.
At least that's what it's looking like. So, I mean, I guess that's a good thing. I'm not super thrilled about Biden being the candidate, but anything is better than someone who appoints the fucking head of the WWE to fucking whatever the... I can't.
I know.
I fucking cannot.
I know.
What else have we got? Oh, the stimulus checks have started hitting accounts. Some folks, I think people are getting a little freaked out if they haven't gotten it.
So there's two types of people that I've noticed on my social media. There are the people that have been stimulated, and some people have gotten really, like, their situation has changed, honey, overnight.
Right.
And they are now rich folk. And then you have the people that haven't received theirs that are feeling like they are missing out, that they maybe they missed the deadline of some sort, or wondering what they did wrong, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But not to worry. Even today, people that were trying to check to see if they were supposed to get the check in their bank account, the system that they created went down today. So right. At some point, I think it came back up. But again, we're in such high demand trying to figure out, did we get right. that money, that it went down again. So the orange guy didn't think about high demand, obviously. And what I want to say to those people that received theirs today, don't make the people that haven't received theirs feel bad, because there were some comments that I read today. Because you know me, I'm a good social media person, and
I had to make a couple of comments on a couple of things, only because I was like, okay, you know what, this is getting a little bit out of hand. First of all, stop spreading misinformation. Mm-hmm. These stimulus checks are not coming out of anything. You're not going to have to pay it back. There's nothing. So stop fucking spreading that. It's not a thing.
It's not a fucking loan. It's not a loan.
It's not a fucking loan. It's not going to come out of your taxes. It's not going to be... Shut up. Not a thing. Stop it. Mm-hmm. The second thing that I'm seeing is a lot of, man, some of y'all act like $1,200 and you never had $1,200 in your account before. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Maybe some people should have worked on saving better, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, this is really happening right now. I'm like, you do understand that not everybody is in a position to save after every paycheck.
Correct.
Not everybody. People are working minimum wage jobs trying to support a family, and at the end of the month, they literally have nothing. And you're trying to tell them that maybe they should have saved better? No. Shut up and check your privilege. Not okay. At all.
I saw one, because this seems to be a topic that we keep discussing, but people that keep saying that entertainers don't have real jobs need to stop, because they support people that are bigger than our local drag scene, and they give their money willingly to these people.
No, okay, hang on. Sean just said it's an early credit. No, we're not going to be taxed on it.
It's not going to move you up in the tax bracket. Somebody asked me that before.
Do some research, guys. Do some research.
Maybe that's
there not are gonna... so many articles. Look at, like, if you don't trust what we're saying, look at New Forbes. York Times. Look at, like, there are so many things out there from reputable sources, not being taxed. It is not a tax credit. It's not going to affect you at all.
So basically what this is, okay, so if you think about it, this is like your mom giving you money. If she doesn't say you have to give it back to me, you don't have to give it back to her.
Right.
Now, if he said in the beginning of all this that he's going to give every American a loan, then it would be, oh shit, if I get this, do I really... I mean, he would have given people options to opt out. He didn't give people options like that, right, and say that please pay it back within like 10 years or anything. He said, right, I need to stimulate the economy. Here is your money so that you can go to the store, so that you can go to the local restaurants and stimulate the economy. Right. This is like jumping the economy, because there is nothing, absolutely nothing happening
right
with the economy except... I'm not going to get upset. the things...
But, so, this, the big thing is stop spreading misinformation.
So...
Stop shaming people for getting, like, excited because they have $1,200 in their account that they didn't have in there before, because, you know what, maybe they haven't fucking seen $1,200 in their account. And who the fuck are you to make somebody feel like shit because they haven't?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, not fucking okay. Check your privilege. Don't shame people for this. And be smart about it. You know, if you just got this and you're fucking excited and you're going to go out and, you know, buy a 70-inch TV, That's fucking fantastic. Go ahead and do you. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is in a position to be able to do that. For a lot of folks, this stimulus literally means the difference between being homeless and having a roof over their head next month.
Mm-hmm. And so, I would be careful, too, because just because people post what they're doing on social media with that doesn't mean that they actually are doing that.
Right.
And you could be showing your shady self to the wrong person. And then when we come out of this, there'd be some people. There'd be some people. That's all I'm saying. On the other side of this, there are still people that are infected with COVID-19 and losing their lives from it. I don't know if this is like a good news kind of thing. I thought it was like a happy middle. There is a nonprofit out there. Oh, I forgot to put the name of it. That is collecting laptops and mobile devices so that patients can see their family for the last time before they die. Because, as we know, they sit in a room by themselves because they can't be around anybody. And most of the time, they die with no one by them by their side.
Correct, because nobody's allowed to visit. So,
So when you guys get antsy, I know it's hard. I do. I don't think I'm not getting antsy just because I'm up here, you know, living my life. But what I want to say is there are other people on the other side of the spectrum that are losing family and they can't go to see them.
Right.
To me, that's like the most terrifying thing, and not being able to say goodbye. And but this organization is helping get those materials and giving them their last moments. As well as some cities are not painting themselves blue. That would be interesting. Lighting their cities blue. And some people are wearing blue as a way of thanking all of those people that are on the front lines, whether it's a grocer, whether it's a truck driver, healthcare worker of some sort. Essential workers are, right now, moving us along. If they decided tomorrow to close all of the grocery stores, I'm not sure that we would all be able to survive or, you know, take care of ourselves. So I say hats off to them and applauding them. There was like a social media like thing today for it, and some cities are lighting themselves blue. I haven't seen anything locally. I know that a few cities in Texas, in Alabama, they were just doing a whole thing. But in light of that, I didn't mean to bring down the mood, but some of the good things have been that I did watch some concerts at home that, you know, like the artists are getting together and doing like these full-fledged concerts in their houses, and you're like, whoa. I guess I don't have to pay that like $150 to go see.
Right?
But that's something to take your mind off of, you know, the harshness of what's going on. And, seeing so many people. My favorite has been so far, Jennifer Hudson, did one. And, there's going to be like a Disney sing-along one that's coming up, I think, this week. I'll have to find that. What's that?
Isn't there like a Disney sing-along thing happening tomorrow?
Is it tomorrow? Yes.
I'm not sure. I feel like it was the 16th.
Okay. If it's tomorrow, I'm going to be singing my happy little gay off song.
Oh, God.
That's the current event.
Oh, there actually is one more really good a good piece of news about, with all of this is that there have been numerous companies and individuals and some schools and stuff that are actually donating hotspots and laptops and things to kids and stuff in rural areas so they can attend classes and do some schoolwork and stuff. So,
My school is actually making non-medical masks for the local fire department and chamber.
Nice.
So I've been busy with that too. As they pump them out, it was requested that they do 1,500, and the requests keep going up. So if anybody knows how to sew and wants to get in contact with them, I will put you in contact with them because they need help. They asked for them like last week, and we've donated 200 so far, but they're a little time consuming as far as it looks like, but it's to help the local fire department and chamber. Yes, that's all I have. Let's go to our guest. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We do have a guest.
Hi.
I promise you didn't get all dressed up for nothing.
Oh, it's okay.
So, Ben is our Mr. Southwest USA MI. He was crowned last August in California. So tell us a little bit about you and how you got involved in this whole drag thing.
I'm gonna go get my drink.
We'll see. I've been doing drag for about 2.5 years now. I started off actually being mostly just a fan. I didn't know anything about drag until maybe about 3.5-ish years ago. I grew up in a very small part of California. And when I finally moved out here, I was like, oh, holy crap, there's like an actual gay scene. So it was really fun. Got into it. I started off at Nevaeh McKenzie's show, actually. High Heels and Halos, back when that was a show. I missed that.
Oh, wow. But,
yeah, I started off there, and then, you know, I did Barbara's Big Break and started seeing that there were a lot more kings than I thought and kind of got involved in that. Hung out with Blake Riley and did his New Kings on the Block for a while, and next thing I know, I'm trying out for MI.
There you have it. Wow. So, Ben, since you just started drag, I say just because...
I just started.
In the matter of years, it'll be like 10 years, and you'll be like, oh, I feel like I just started. What has been the biggest lesson that you've learned so far?
I would just say, like, remember where you came from and stay humble, because no matter how big you get, everybody started somewhere, and, you know, just keep working on yourself, try not to beat yourself up too much, which I do all the time, but, you know.
We all do, trust me, that doesn't really go away.
Right, but, yeah, you know, like, I don't know, I feel like I'm my biggest critic, and sometimes the things that I'm like, oh, this doesn't look good or whatever, I'm like, no, it actually wasn't that bad. So keep growing and, yeah.
So do you remember back to August? You're going to have to think back almost a year now.
Right.
Do you remember, like, what was the first thing that went through your head when they announced you as the winner of Southwest?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm a little slow, all right? I'm just going to throw that. I'm standing up there, right, and my competitor is my first alternate was Oliver Hart. He was my only competitor in the competition, and I'm standing up there, and they announce first alternate and winner of interview, and I was like, I want interview? How is that even a thing? And then they said Oliver Hart, and I was so confused, and I had to look over at Eddie, and he looked at me and said, you won. And I was like, what? And then they called out the winner, and that's when it finally clicked. And that's when
there are only two of you.
Yes. I know, right? And then, of course, in my photo, my crowning photo, I'm holding my plaque upside down and backwards. So,
oh,
you know.
Wow.
I was like, But yeah, it's been a wild ride since then, and, you know, doing all the prepping and stuff for it. And I know it's currently being postponed, but I'm trying to keep my head up with that, and we'll go from there.
It'll happen, don't worry, it'll happen, just not right this second, just it'll happen, I promise.
So I am also a procrastinator, of course, and
I really hadn't noticed. Nobody else in your household is a procrastinator either.
None of you. Yeah, I had just finished all my evening wear stuff and my shoes and everything, and I was like, I finally have 100% this entire outfit. I am so excited. And then we get the text message that, you know, it's being postponed, and I was just like, oh. So I packed everything up and I put it in my closet, all nice and neat, of course. I know how to hang up a suit, Justin.
Whoa. Lord, don't even.
Yeah, I packed it all up, and, you know, I took a little bit of a break and didn't want to look at anything for a little while because, you know, we were all a little bit upset, but I think now, you know, is a really good time to take that extra time and refine our packages.
Oh. It looks like Kim has some questions for you. We heard all the great ways not to go nuts while working at home. Tell us one of your favorite things about working from home. And then she commented, boom, ha, ha, ha. Like she was laughing evilly.
Mm-hmm. I'm not in the right. I don't see that. It's in the wrong. I'm in the wrong.
I'm on.
Is that in the group?
I don't know. I just read it.
Oh, hang on. Wait.
No, I changed the setting, so everything that you're seeing is all one chat.
There we go.
They're all one chat. They're all the same.
Oh, there we go. There we go. So for me, one of my favorite things about working from home is I don't have to deal with people.
I think the question was for Ben.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I'm answering it anyway. Ben, what is one of your favorite things about working from home?
My favorite thing about working from home, okay, there's actually two things, because the first thing is I get to sleep in significantly longer because I don't have to drive anywhere. And I know you were saying, you know, you'd wake up at the same time, but I enjoy sleeping longer. So I'm sleeping longer. And then the second thing is that I can wear whatever I want to work. If I want to be in my PJs all day, I can. If I want to go to work in my Fennec Fox onesie, I can, and no one's gonna judge me. So,
wow. Yeah, this is why. Like, whenever on the very rare occasion that people are like, "Hey, you want to go do this?" I'm like, "Okay, is it worth putting pants on?"
I know the thing that freaks me out the most, I think, is when they're like, "Okay, now we're gonna get on the Skype call." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I am not." Literally look like I rolled out of bed. So, right. Give me a minute. Let me at least brush my hair.
So you started the hashtag SYLK. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So that actually, I am going to credit because she's gonna judge me if I don't. Kayla came up with that hashtag. Support your local kings. Hashtag silk. And that was just to kind of help bring a little bit more awareness to the fact that there are a lot of kings in the valley and everywhere, really. When I first kind of got into the drag scene, I only knew about the Broadway family because that was all I ever saw, was just them, you know. And it took me a little while to realize that there were other people out there too. And I just feel like the drag scene in general is just mostly directed towards queens, and then kings are just a lot more underappreciated. And it was just kind of a thing that I wanted to put together to kind of help boost that awareness, like, hey, we're out here and we can do just as much, and look at us.
Absolutely. Still a struggle, I think.
I then evolved it slightly to kind of piggyback off of the new kings thing that Cameron was doing. Mm-hmm. And because he was bringing us all together and giving us a place to perform, but we still were very disconnected. We didn't really know who to talk to, who to go to. So I started a group with the new kings, and that's how it started. It was just the new kings at the time, and kind of just giving them someone to talk to go to, and be like, what other shows are out there, what other kinds of things, what other opportunities are out there. And it kind of became like a little community, and it's kind of cool how many people I got to meet through that, and how that thing just started spreading. I was like, what even happened? I did not expect it to get to the point where it is, and I'm really hoping that I can continue to work on it and make it even bigger.
Absolutely. Do you feel like it's getting easier as a king to perform when we're able to? do you think it's getting easier, or...
I think that, I don't want to necessarily say that it's easier. I just think that more opportunities are being presented now. I know a lot of show hosts are doing more, like, spotlight, newcomer-type opportunities. It's not just you have to go find a competition show anymore. You just, there are some places that you can go and, you know, they have, like, a segment in their show where they can feature someone new, and I think that's really cool for them to do that.
Cool, cool. Also... what do you enjoy when you're not entertaining?
Me?
Yes.
I watch a lot of Disney movies. I think we've gone through the entire Disney, like, classic movie catalog at this point now. And...
Okay, Ada. When you say classic, what do you mean by classic?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
The animated feature films.
Okay, but still...
Like leading
up to, like, how far back are we going? Because 90s is not fucking classic.
I mean, we started like a list, right? Where it was all the Disney movies, and we watched all the princess movies, and then we watched all of, like, the, you know, next step. The Renaissance.
Before you dig your foot in this hole.
I don't know
hole,
how they're categorized, okay?
I have to tell you that I was thinking the same thing when you said classic, because, like, if you were going to say, like, Toy Story is a classic, I would be like, oh, I think, like, 1950s, I think, wow, like, oh, what's, like...
Well, no, I mean, like, we watched Pinocchio, we watched, we watched Cinderella 2, but... Okay, no, I'm not going to say it was good. I'm not going to say it was good. I said I watched it. But you haven't seen it. So, yeah. But we went
through... Have you watched things like Fun and Fancy Free?
No, we have not.
They probably haven't even heard of it.
On the list.
If you're watching classics...
I will add it to my list.
Oh, you guys need to have a conversation, because... Mr. Classic over there is fully aware of all the classic movies.
The only reason I got Disney Plus was to watch the legitimate, like, classic Disney films, like Candleshoe with Jodie Foster, back from, like, 1974, 1975, the original Freaky Friday, Blackbeard's Ghost. Like, all of those are fucking classics, and they're fucking brilliant.
Okay.
And if you haven't watched them,
when I was saying classics, I really meant, like, the animated classics. We were watching...
Still yet. Animated. Still.
Fantasia.
We'll get some live-action ones, too, but we went through, we watched all the animated ones.
Except for Fun and Fancy Free, which we missed.
We did miss that one, apparently, so...
Okay, let's move away from this. Okay, let's got a little tense in here.
A lot of fun on our hands, so we will get there.
Let's play a game, shall we? Let's play a game of this or that. I think we have time.
That'll be fine. Go ahead.
So you have a choice between one or the other. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a choice of licking a dirty trash can or a soiled bathroom floor.
Oh. Why would you make me choose between that soiled trash can? I feel like I would get... Oh, man. Okay, a dirty bathroom floor from, like, where, though?
Okay, don't think you're overthinking it. You're overthinking it.
Okay, I think then I would have to go with the trash can, because I can't guarantee that I'm not going to catch something from a floor.
Okay, we'll go with that. A horrible entertainer, great makeup, or a great entertainer, horrible makeup?
I would have to go with the great entertainer, horrible makeup.
Oh, thank you.
You made her day.
Because I like to be entertained, you know? Like.
Oh, look at everybody's commenting. Which floor? Whose floor?
Yeah. Your mom's floor.
Oh, my gosh. Play in the snow in the mountains or play in the sand at the beach?
Snow, because sand does not leave.
Oh, you're not lying.
Snow will melt. It'll go away, but sand is forever.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And lastly, for the rest of your life, you could either live with a bucket stuck to your head or cement blocks stuck to your feet.
Man, if I had cement blocks stuck to my feet, can you imagine what my thighs would look like? I think I want that.
Right?
Man, I would look good. I would have the best ass.
Shit.
Hannah and Kayla, I figured out the Christmas gift. There's cement blocks.
Cement blocks. Cement shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God.
And so, Ben, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram. I have a Twitter, but it's more for reposting. I don't really know how to use it.
I'm not the only one.
Yes, yeah,
and I'm going to let you all know that my Instagram handle is Ben_Havakadu because I was really enjoying that free Shavakadu meme for the longest time.
Oh my God.
Everybody thinks it says Ben Havocado.
That's what I totally thought it was. I thought it was Ben Havocado.
Oh, did I spell it wrong? I spelled it wrong.
100% thought it was Ben Havocado.
I'll post
Havakadu.
Because Ben Havoc, so I thought because Ben Havoc, Avocado, I thought that, yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Sorry, still Avocado in my head, not changing
that's
it.
That's okay.
Oh, crap. Wow. Oh, okay, well.
What the fuck is a Havocado?
You'll have to send that meme where she's like, free Havocado.
You'll have to send it. Yeah.
I will send it to you later.
I don't even know what that means. I don't know what that means.
Come on down to the Del Taco. I got the free Shavakadu. You haven't seen that?
What the fuck?
You're so old.
Listen!
I'm not that far behind him, but. So what's the next gig? You guys have something coming up. I don't have anything other than
We do. We're both doing the, it's like a Kings of Arizona show. We decided, was it May 2nd?
Yeah, you put May
2nd. I think so. I'm a little bit behind on the chat because I'm very
I think it's May 2nd. Something like
maybe
that.
The Friday before that. Is that a Friday? I don't know.
No, it's I know it's May. It's either the 2nd or the 3rd, I think, but I don't remember which one. And I have no idea what time. I don't know. I got nothing. It'll happen when it happens, and we'll push it on the social media.
And it's in the very preliminary portion of the planning.
Right. We'll just put it on the social media at some point.
Okay. Someone said, Caitlin says, it's that weekend.
So right, which we just don't know when that weekend. It's fine. We'll figure it out. It'll be fine. We'll post it. It's good.
Yeah.
Pay attention to things. It'll be fine. It's a secret.
Oh, my God. Anything else coming up for you guys? No? Mm.
I'm literally home 24/7.
Me too. Me too.
I am.
Why is Alexander Strike saying it's May 1st?
So if you guys want to do that and see some some quarantine looks in the future, send them my way, because I want to challenge myself, give me something to do.
I did order, oh, so I did order, fucking quarantine shit. I did, in fact, order a whole bunch of new palettes and things.
Oh.
I know. It's like, I'm getting my very first, like, Morphe palettes. I'm kind of excited.
You're buying a
right?
name brand? Oh, my God.
Yeah, yes, that's what but
which one did you get?
Somebody, I think it was Kayla actually. Kayla actually challenged me to do a pastel look. I have no pastel anything. Nothing. So but once these new palettes and stuff come in, I'll have some stuff to do, able to do a pastel look. So I will make that happen
okay.
at some point.
Okay. That's cool.
I will make that happen.
I love it.
I'll be channeling my inner Justin Cider.
Oh.
Justin's going to be very proud, I think.
Wow. I feel like this is happening.
It's probably more like
yeah. next week we have Rocco Cook on the show. And then the week after that we have Espresso Grande, Miss Gay Arizona America. And then I did reach out to some people today, so Justin is going crazy about this. And I will put them on the show page as we get confirmation. I put out a new form today. I was geeking today because I figured out how to ask people questions all in one thing instead of asking them over in a message, which is amazing to me. I don't
know. Aww, Frankie Fahrenheit says I look like a beautiful furball. Thank you. I'll take it.
This is all fairy tale land on this side over here. This is
and then reality, harsh reality.
this is what staying at home really looks like.
whatever. I worked like this today. I don't know what you're talking about.
let's see. We'd like to thank our sponsors. Wigs of a Kind. You can find them on Facebook. Oh, that's the wrong screen. You can find them on Facebook. Also, you can buy gift certificates for the Burly Barber. If you contact them, you can buy gift certificates. It's never
too early. That's a fantastic idea. You know, that still gives them, you know, a certain amount of income, and you know, so that's actually a really good idea. Go get a gift certificate to the Burly Barber.
I have not talked to Marissa to see if she is doing gift certificates, but that would be lovely if she is, because you can send me a gift certificate.
right.
or if you know somebody that needs a good wig. You send them the gift certificate and say, here, hon, get you a good wig, and let Marissa take care of the rest. special thanks to everybody that supports us on Patreon and those that tip in the tip jar. The links are on the screen. I also send them out. I post them all the time, so don't be afraid.
If you want to tip me personally, because you know I put effort into my look, let me know, and I will send you...
You can also buy my merch. This is gonna turn into like a what do they call those places, like the swap meet. We're gonna be trying to sell ourselves here. You can buy this. You can tip me $1. Yes.
Oh, that's also, if anybody wants a Let's Have a Fifi shirt, please let us know so we can put in an order.
I only have two. Only two.
Yeah, we need more. We need at least 10. So we need 8 of you to want to buy a shirt. I suppose I could probably buy a shirt.
Yes. With that being said, be sure to like this episode, subscribe, share it with your friends, enemies, and Trump supporters. You can subscribe to us as a podcast on Google Play, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and all of them, Spotify, blah, 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 all of them.
Oh, Kelsey wants to know how much shirts are. Shirts are, what did we say? I think we said 20.
I think they're $20.
I believe that's right. I think they're 20. And if we get 10 people to order them ahead of time, then we can put in an order and we can get them.
Because we're ordering them locally through Kat.
Right. So you'd be supporting twofold. You'd be supporting a small local business as well as Felicia and I.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like we're not making anything off of this. So
no, dear God, no.
We just want you to wear our logo.
Right.
Special thanks to Ben Havoc for joining us tonight. Special thanks to all of you watching live and watching on the replay. And we will see you next week for your Wednesday night conversation with your special guest, Rocco Cook. Oh, I put Rock Cook.
Mm-hmm. Kelsey, send either Felicia or myself or the page a message and we'll get you hooked up.
Yes. So, I have a
thank you guys so much for watching. Yeah. And we will see you next week. And thank you, Ben, for joining us.
Yeah. Yay. Thank you for having me.